Harry tried to look innocent, all too aware of his sweaty face and his muddy hands, which he quickly hid in his pockets. "Come with me, Potter," said Snape. Harry followed him downstairs, trying to wipe his hands clean on the inside of his robes without Snape noticing. They walked down the stairs to the dungeons, and then into Snape's office. Harry had only been in here once before, and he had been in very serious trouble then, too. Snape had acquired a few more horrible, slimy things in jars since last time, all standing on shelves behind his desk, glinting in the firelight and adding to the threatening atmosphere. "Sit," said Snape. Harry sat. Snape, however, remained standing. "Mr. Malfoy has just been to see me with a strange story, Potter," said Snape. Harry didn't say anything. "He tells me that he was up by the Shrieking Shack when he ran into Weasley, apparently alone." Still Harry didn't speak. "Mr. Malfoy states that he was standing talking to Weasley when a large amount of mud hit him in the back of the head. How do you think that could have happened?" Harry tried to look mildly surprised. "I don't know, Professor." Snape's eyes were boring into Harry's. It was exactly like trying to stare out a hippogriff. Harry tried hard not to blink. "Mr. Malfoy then saw an extraordinary apparition. Can you imagine what it might have been, Potter?"